If the wind is coming from that direction, say, you'd say
that's west.
Okay, and if the wind's coming from that direction,
that's south.
So you'd say the wind was coming from the south?
Well, the winds that we've had more trouble with have been the winds that come from the north.
Mm-hmm. Well, say if it was coming from that direction, what would you say? What kind of wind would it be?
Be a south wind.
South wind, okay. And if it was a wind coming from that direction, what would you say?
Be southwest.
Southwest, okay. And that direction?
Be north.
How about that direction?
Be northwest.
Okay. If it's raining, but if it's not raining very hard, say just a few drops are coming down, you might call that a
shower.
A shower? Okay.
We call them summer showers.
Summer showers, uh-huh. Well, then if it's just beginning to rain, but it's not raining and there's not a fog, what would you call that?
Well, the only thing you could say there would be that it was one of the customary showers that the South here is frequented with.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it was a particular kind of shower, say it was really light, but there wasn't any fog, would you have a special name for that? Sometimes you see them early in the morning when you wake up, or late afternoon sometimes.
Well, son, the only way in the world that we would describe it would be that it was just one of those showers that we experienced from time to time.
Say if it's not a shower, it's the kind of rain that might have been coming down and you could walk a long time and hardly get wet. What would you call that?
I'd say it was misty.
Misty, huh? What do you call it when it's very damp? You can't see through it. If the weather's like this, it's very...
Foggy.
Foggy, okay. Do y'all have many dry spells around here? Hmm? Sometimes do you have dry spells in Augusta?
Well, yes, we've had occasional drought, particularly that affected the cotton growing, which at one time was the money crop of the South here, and we'd have dry seasons. And
what were those called again?
Drought.
Mm-hmm. Say if the sky has been, or the wind has been gentle, and it's getting stronger, you'd say it was doing what?
What is that?
If the wind was gradually blowing harder, would you call that any particular word?
No.
Say it was gaining strength?
Well, it's rather windy today. That's about the general opinion of...
Yeah. Say if it was calm in the morning, it started blowing harder in the afternoon, you'd say the wind was...
Well, sometimes you could say kind of blowing up a stormy situation.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have those kind of weather changes here in this particular locality. Now, I've been, say, I was at Kemmerer, Wyoming on one occasion, where in the morning, you go out in your shirt sleeve, and before 10 o'clock, it would be snowing. And then before the day was over, you'd have calm, moderate weather again. You'd have a whole year full of weather there in 10 hours.
Well, say the wind was blowing hard in the morning, and then it wasn't blowing in the afternoon. What would you say it had done? Any particular word for that?
Well, no particular words. Well, I'm glad to see the wind sort of quieting down.
Mm-hmm. Were you up early this morning? Did you get up early this
morning? Oh, I get up about 5:30 every morning.
Well, when you first went outdoors and you found out the way it was this morning, did you have any particular word to describe that?
Well, it was a little cloudy overhead, and while the atmosphere was still, it was a little chilly.
What about the temperature? Did you?
It was a little chilly.
Chilly.
I'd say it was possibly about 40.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty nice this morning, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought it was very nice.
I don't know if you heard the news last night, but they were talking that they might have a weather condition that might kill some plants and flowers this morning if you weren't careful.
They were predicting frost.
Mm-hmm.
Light frost.